From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is challenging Republican lawmakers who he says are seeking to scuttle efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system. GOP leaders in Congress have called on the president to start from scratch on the issue, but Mr. Obama says that's not an option.
I got all my Republican colleagues out there saying, well, no, we want to focus on things like cost. You had 10 years. What happened? What were you doing?
The president speaking at Arcadia University in Pennsylvania, the first of an expected series of such events aimed at building public pressure on Congress to complete passage of health care overhaul legislation. Vice President Biden is in Israel today to advance an upcoming round of peace talks with the Palestinians. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem that Israel authorized the building of new apartments in the West Bank today, a move that's drawing sharp criticism from the Palestinians.
The defense ministry announced that 112 new housing units will be constructed in the ultra-Orthodox settlement of Beitar Elit. Under heavy U.S. pressure, Israel has been observing a temporary and partial freeze on settlement construction. The Ministry of Defense says this is the biggest exception granted since the moratorium went into effect. The permits were given because of what it termed safety and infrastructure issues. The announcement could prove embarrassing for the vice president. The U.S. is trying to broker indirect talks between Israel and the Palestinians. One of the main points of contention has been settlement construction. Palestinians want all construction in the West Bank and East Jerusalem halted. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A new decision by the U.S. Supreme Court upholds a key provision of the bankruptcy code. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that measure bars lawyers from advising their clients to take on additional debt in anticipation of filing for bankruptcy.
A small Minnesota law firm and two of its clients challenged the bankruptcy provision, contending that it violated the free speech of lawyers who may wish to advise their clients that it's best for them to take on more debt, for example, in order to refinance their loans at a lower interest rate. But today, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that when read narrowly, the law only bars lawyers from advising clients to load up on debt, knowing that once bankruptcy is declared, those debts will be voided. Such advice, the court said, is the sort of abuse of the bankruptcy system that Congress is justified in prohibiting. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The High Court is agreeing to hear an appeal in a case involving anti-gay protesters who staged demonstrations at some military funerals. At issue is whether the protesters' message is protected by the First Amendment. Stocks have inched higher at midday, pairing earlier gains as lower energy prices and an unexpected fall in home sales offset some optimism that was stirred earlier today by the announcement of some mergers and acquisitions. The Dow is down 13 points. The Nasdaq, though, is up 5. This is NPR News from Washington. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan says preparations are underway for a push to retake the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. General Stanley McChrystal spoke to reporters traveling with visiting Defense Secretary Robert Gates. The plans for the fight around Kandahar follow early signs of success from a big infusion of American and foreign forces in the region. The Education Department is launching dozens of investigations into possible civil rights violations at schools and colleges across the nation. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports details of the effort will be unveiled later today.
There will be a total of 38 investigations in over 30 states. Of the 6,300 complaints the Education Department gets every year, the most common violations include sexual violence as early as middle school, the disproportionate suspension and disciplining of black children, the poor treatment of non-English-speaking students, and denial of special services, including access to college preparatory courses and advanced placement programs. The list of school systems under investigation won't be made public until the Education Department's lawyers reach out to state and local school officials to get their cooperation, which may not happen right away. Education Secretary Arne Duncan is making the announcement in Selma, Alabama, where he's joining civil rights leaders to commemorate the 45th anniversary of one of the bloodiest clashes between protesters and state police. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Turkey's government now says 51 people in 5 villages are dead after a strong earthquake struck before dawn today. The quake had a magnitude of 6 and hit a sparsely populated area. The tremor knocked down stone and mud brick houses along with barns and minarets. Panicked survivors fled into the streets. Some climbed out of windows. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.